very much. However the Senate proceeds, no member will command more attention than the senior senator from West Virginia, Democrat Robert Byrd, an institution within that institution. Tonight, he shares his thoughts on this crucial time with NBC's Lisa Myers.
The Senate's most respected voice on impeachment, a Democrat known for integrity and independence, today says the president's trial should be abbreviated but thorough.
I don't think a week is enough. It seems to me that this could be done within 3 weeks or four. I don't believe that we need to call witnesses. We have heard the testimony of the accused. We've heard the testimony of Monica Lewinsky.
But in a rare interview, the 81-year-old Byrd also says the Senate should not duck a vote on removing the president from office.
The Senate should go forward with a trial, should reach a judgment up or down.
The senator's words carry special weight because he's a scholar, has written books on the Senate and its rules and traditions. Most politicians quote public opinion polls. Byrd quotes the founding fathers and Greek and French philosophers.
Celestius, Polybius.
This from an orphan who grew up in grinding poverty, worked first as a butcher, and earned his law degree at night after he was elected to the Senate from West Virginia. His only known indulgence, his fiddle, which he gave up in sorrow after his grandson died. For Byrd, it was a matter of sacrifice, a matter of principle. And it is that unflinching devotion to principle that Byrd puts above everything, including his party.
By all accounts, you are the senator the White House fears most. Do you consider that a compliment?
I don't consider it, period.
But moments later, he demonstrates why the White House quakes when Byrd speaks.
The president, when asked recently how it felt to be impeached by the House, said, and I quote, "Not bad."
I was sorry. I was sorry that he gave that response. One cannot be flippant.
And as for the president's appearance with House Democrats minutes after he was impeached,
that was an egregious display of shameless arrogance, the like of which I don't think I have seen.
Byrd has not made a decision on censuring the president, but ridicules suggestions it would be meaningless.
One would carry this black mark of censure.
Whatever the verdict, Robert Byrd will make sure it's done right for the Senate and for history. Lisa Myers, NBC News. The